To honor the late Undersecretary for Health, Dr. Robert Jesse, the Veterans Affairs Department named an annual award for excellence in innovation in his name. This year, the award went to Dr. Thomas Osborne, director of the VA National Center for Collaborative Healthcare Innovation. Federal News Network's Eric White spoke with Osborne about his work and its impact on veterans' healthcare.
There's really kind of three big picture things we're doing. There's so many exciting projects that we're working on and we have done. But at a high level, the National Center for Collaborative Healthcare Innovation that we put together is doing three things. We're working on veteran-specific solutions for conditions that have the potential for far-reaching positive impact, you know, things that are scalable. And, you know, part of those things, when we're successful in building the infrastructure, we're also creating a place that can be replicated where others can create similar solutions. And so that's sort of like a secondary benefit that we're really hoping to. So we can use this as a multiplier where other people can do the same thing and we can have farther reaching impact. And sort of the third kind of high-level goal is the work that we do here is going to be exciting, and it is exciting and engaging for many people. It elevates morale. It attracts talent. And, you know, when you're working at a place that people are proud of and leading positive change, it has, you know, resonating, rippling positive effects.
And you mentioned the solutions that you're helping to work on. Are there any specific solutions that you can tell me about that are, you said those are the high-level goals, but are there any solutions that are up there on the to-do list for you right now?
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff going on. So we're working on stuff at the facility level, and we've been working on all these things actually for some time. So at the facility level, at the intra-governmental level, and with industry. And at the facility level, you know, we're working with amazing research teams, and I'm really fortunate to work with a lot of awesome collaborators. We've done some things such as demonstrating how an automated EHR system can successfully evaluate risk, specifically risk for pre-surgical assessment. We're working on similar efforts for congestive heart failure. We've done dramatic work with laboratory testing and analysis and stewardship and cost savings and efficiencies. And we've installed environmental sensors and monitors for almost 1,000 different places throughout our healthcare system and incorporating efficiencies throughout. And that's just at the local level, but we're kind of positioning that so it can be scaled and these benefits can be utilized by others. But at the intergovernmental level, so this is where I'm like particularly exciting about the intergovernmental level, working with other big government agencies to utilize advanced computing, you know, in the form of machine learning or AI, to better understand and diagnose and treat disease and prevent disease. You know, if we can transform illness to wellness, I mean, that is sort of the big picture goal. And then also with industry, you know, we happen to be here in Silicon Valley, and there is a ton of really exciting stuff going on. And we've been able to overcome a lot of the bureaucracy and, you know, challenges between different elements within VA and outside VA, working with really awesome people in central office to bring together people in ways that hasn't been done before. And we started three projects with Verily Life Sciences to transform how we do care, to increase quality and efficiency. And I'm the principal investigator in a bunch of those things. We're working with DeepMind, which is an AI company, and the VA has already shown in this collaboration that we can predict disease well in advance before it happens and really have a chance to intervene and avoid disease. And so if we can, you know, potentially intervene before a devastating disease happens, then we can avoid all kinds of badness as far as, you know, morbidity and mortality and cost. And, you know, there's work we're doing with lung cancer, and we're also in deep discussions with an augmented reality company and virtual reality companies to do all kinds of stuff from surgical planning to within surgery and education and you name it. So it is a broad spectrum of really exciting stuff, and it is a phenomenal place to be right now.
What are some of those other federal agencies that you're working on? We've talked to other guests about, you know, from the military health system to the Defense Department themselves about the electronic health record modernization effort that is going on in a lot of healthcare arenas, including the federal government. I imagine that you've had a major hand in that.
Yeah, that's a great one. So certainly the VA is on this journey to go from our legacy EHR to Cerner. And that is in progress. It's a 10-year plan. And however, the stuff that we're talking about and we're working on is a little bit outside of that. It certainly could integrate at some point, but the stuff that we're working on with other government agencies is more of utilizing advanced computing to basically to create like a crystal ball of sorts, to use past events and historical events to predict future outcomes. And that, I think, is a totally new frontier for medicine, using these advanced analytic tools that are available in different parts of government, but not really in the VA. And breaking down those silos and barriers will allow us to bring in this technology that, quite frankly, veterans deserve. And when we do it really well here, this is the really exciting part. If we do it really well here, then those same things could be inspirational and perhaps replicated elsewhere. So the impact would be far-reaching for society.
We're speaking to Dr. Thomas Osborne. He's the director of the VA National Center for Collaborative Healthcare Innovation. He's also the chief medical informatics officer at the VA Palo Alto Healthcare System. And he's also the winner of this year's you received this year's Undersecretary for Health Robert Jesse Award for Excellence in Innovation from Veterans Affairs. I wonder if you could speak a little bit on the role that innovation plays in providing veterans health care and how important it really has become over these past few years, especially, it seems like.
Yeah, great question. And I think that is central, really, to everything that we do here. You know, so yes, I think it's our profound responsibility to do this, but it's also an opportunity. And, you know, part of this opportunity means that we are in this really amazing healthcare system, which has so many resources, and to bring it together. And if we can do that well, as a nation, we can make good on the promise to our veterans that they would be taken care of. And, you know, we have the obligation to do that and to do it as well as we can. And to me, that means the best, most advanced, world-class medical care to help our patients, to ultimately help our patients basically to live a fulfilling and productive lives. That and in the VA, if we do this well here, we can inspire others to do the same. And we have this huge potential, and it would be negligent if we didn't take advantage of it.
Dr. Thomas Osborne is Director of Veterans Affairs National Center for Collaborative Healthcare Innovation. Speaking with Federal News Network's Eric White, there's much more to the interview. Find it in its entirety at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Scramble through our world-class golf courses or shop your way through the square. Be one with nature as you hike or bike through our parks and trails or hunker down at one of our breweries. And when it's time to eat, be sure to bite into our eclectic food scene. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.